court has said that they're legitimate.
You haven't read both correspondences. If you continue to read.
Yes, I'm gonna write this one.
The governor signed a new House Bill 54 law into effect on March 31st. Law became valid on July 1st. So, John, do you know of any Supreme Court rulings on an interpretation of that law since July 1st of this year?
No, but what did that law deal with, traffic cameras?
Well, it moved the intent of the law now, the intent of ORC 4511, it's to move this from a money funnel to a safety aspect. And so what's going to go on here is ODOT is going to be sure good towns and villages like Walton Hills get money for salting the roads, right? They're going to get money for plows. They don't need to bring in money from traffic tickets anymore. So what the legislature did, John, they created a finite amount of funds that Walton Hills is going to get. If a camera ticket produces, let's throw a number out there, John. Let's just say the state's going to give them $750,000. Well, if John Picuri reports to them, you know John Picuri?
No.
Okay, well, he's based in this building, and he is the district deputy director for ODOT District 12, right, which serves Lake, Geauga, and Cuyahoga County.
I think you're putting way too much time.
Well, no, I know, again, because the law changed.
I don't want you to be upset about a camera ticket and ruin your life over it.
I'm not.
I'm just
this isn't. No, I required the hearing here, so.
Well, I'm dismissing it for you then. So you don't have to bring all these people in and bother everybody about the $100 ticket here. It's not worth the stress and aggravation in your life. Good luck to you, sir. I just dismissed it. Right here.
I feel very healthy, though. I feel very healthy.
Miss Knight, come on there. You can go right on back. Thank you. All right. What's your name, sir?
Mr. Carpenter, you'll be next.
I am Ross.
Your last name, sir?
It's D-E-L-I-A.
How do you say that?
Delia.
Delia. Village of Walton Hills versus Ross Delia, CDT 255-6572. Sir, it looks like you've had an opportunity to have a private pretrial with the village, and they've agreed to dismiss your matter, and this is concluded.
Yeah, for the record, he asked me to educate him on the new law, and as I began to educate him, I basically got into the weeds of the legislation, and he said, I don't want to hear no anymore, and said that I was going to have a heart attack because I studied too much about the law. Again, I just want to get that statement on the record. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
John asked, I asked John, have you seen the correspondence? He said, no. He said, I'll read it real fast. And it's about 3-4 pages. And he goes, well, can you give me the summary? I said, John, all right, we'll start with the governor signing a new law in. Now, we're talking about camera tickets.
Right.
You're aware of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I started explaining. I said, yes, you know who John Picchieri is? He goes, I don't know who that is. I was like, well, this is a big deal because Picchieri is going to determine how much of your camera ticket money doesn't get go from Ohio Treasury to you since you got it that way. There's no extra gain in the money. The legislators heard a public outcry. And I tried to explain it to John. He got frustrated with the knowledge and said, I'm just going to, we don't have time for you, and you're going to have a heart attack. You're too concerned about this. And I said, I feel very healthy, and I'm not very concerned at all. And so I witnessed upstairs what may be considered a waste of taxpayer money here, that I'm going through this and everything like
now,
that.
I don't want to cut you short, but the one thing that I think we can all share in tandem is originally those camera tickets, there wasn't any legislation on them, and they were all going to mayor's courts, so the local cities were kind of running their own bag in their city. The confusion that the public has that they always love throwing at us is, didn't the Supreme Court make these illegal? The only thing in 22 that the Supreme Court determined was that all of these cases have to be filed at a municipal court. And so, as much as I very much respect your frustration, as somebody that's more of a libertarian type, let me tell you, I very much evaluate this situation the same as you do. We are just, and you gotta recognize, this is a traffic violation that they couldn't make traffic, so they're trying to circumvent the system by making it civil. And so, we can't stop, like if somebody were to come off the street and file an eviction, I can't stop them.
Right.
So Newbert Heights is this filer, or Walton Hills, and you'd be surprised, again, just amongst the public, us, you'd be surprised how many of those get thrown out because somebody has fought it to the nth degree. And the second they see the golden goose is about to get slayed, they just dismiss it, so that case can't do anything.
Right.
And so, I will tell you, as I tell most people similarly situated, your feelings are very justified, and I don't think this mill is going to continue forever.
Well, so, and let's talk about that mill, and let's talk about you and I have this feeling inside that something isn't right here. So the new legislation does say that a police officer may issue a ticket only if he's present, right? And I'm getting this witness statement that the police officer isn't even present, right? And he wasn't even upstairs, which means this was going away anyway. But let's review the correspondence that you've been in receipt of, okay? And there's been two. I don't know how familiar you are with these three, four-page documents, but they were addressed to you.
Right.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay. What we have here is an issue with the chain of command where the governor signs a legislation, HB 54, right? And the mayors know that this is all in effect on July 1st. But yet, they're not changing their procedure.
Well, sir, the caveat, the little loophole, you got to remember, is that House bill is applicable to traffic law. And this is a civil case. And that's why they've created a whole lane outside of the system so they could circumvent those. And I'll tell you, and that's why it takes one or two.
The reason I wanted you to be in receipt of this letter is because, Alex, don't you have a bit of culpability here allowing these cases to come through, taking their $20 when you know they're not putting a policeman at the site of the camera?
So that piece right there, whether or not there's an officer at the camera or at the site, that's something that gets adjudicated in the courtroom, right? And so as far as that goes, it would take somebody coming to this pretrial.
As the clerk, can you call the mayor and say, hey, mayor, you and I have both received this correspondence from this man who wants to bring us to honor. He says we're both culpable. I spoke to him face to face. He says I'm culpable and you're culpable because we're not following the chain of command from the governor here.
So, well, and so that's why I want to double down on that. That demand from the governor is only applicable to traffic law. And this is in the civil realm. The other element is, and I just want to explain, my role as the clerk, I just manage the building, so when these pipes burst, I'm responsible for that, the staff, and the clerk's office. And my only role is to take a filing, timestamp it, and get it to the judges. And so, as far as, that's how I can tell you that I see it as you do.
Are you affiliated with, are you a member of the Clerk of Court Association?
I am, sir.
So, I mean, the association offers you some protections, you know, as well. But, you know, don't they say that you have some sort of obligation here to speak up when something is happening in the court?
So, I have no impact on adjudication, how the law is distributed. That gets sorted out in the courtroom. And so my job is to be the keeper of the record, make sure that all of the exhibits are protected and safe, everything is exposed and available to the judges because they're the trier of fact. And so I've seen instances where the cases take it to the fullest degree, and there's a few that are going to go to the appellate system. I've also watched Judge DeCastro tell the defendant, sir, you've got a very strong case here. Unfortunately, the statute requires me to judge a certain way, but I do think you have something on appeal. That case is going very high, and it's probably going to change the law if Governor Serino doesn't totally get rid of camera tickets before that.
Governor DeWine?
Senator Serino is trying to put together a bill to get rid of it. And so, you know,
maybe Senator Serino will be the new governor.
There's a lot of momentum behind it. And, you know, we have two different political parties as judges. And so a Republican judge, he's very strongly in belief that this bill will be passed.
Alex, your candor is appreciated. I'm so grateful to have this dialogue with you now.
Yeah.
I need to
I think
it's important to go back to there was an attempt on the reputation of I the man, right? And I had to not be a productive member of society today, but come in here and take care of some things. And I had asked in my initial correspondence that you stamped, and I said, hey, you have to dismiss this matter now, because if I've got to come in and educate people to ORC, I don't do this for free. I have a fee, and I publish my fee.
Right.
Did you see it? Do you remember it? How often do you get a fee published to you?
Right. Not often.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've established something here, and the response was not there from you. And so I had to come in and protect my education and do this work, even though you and I agree that they may not be following the chain of command
of
the law.
Well, and as far as the letter directed to me, no matter if the letter is, you can title to me as much as you want, every letter goes to the judges. And so I can't really correspond.
Judge DeCastro has, you know, she's got a copy, and everybody's got copies. And hers wasn't as timely as yours, I'll admit that. But still, you know, what we have here is a situation that you said is going to continue, and it's unfortunate for men and women. That's really all I need, Beverly and Anita. I mean, I don't know what more we can do with this conversation. Alex is taking on the position of keeping the building warm, and thank you. It's very warm in here. It's safe. I'm very safe in here. And again, everybody was able to conduct the business at hand.
Well, and again, I'm sorry for any of the, you know, agitations that were raised throughout the process. And as far as any of these correspondents go, my role isn't to respond unless directed by the judge, because they all go to the judge. And so it's for that reason, their response can either be an entry, or sometimes non-response is their response. And they will only do that if they really think they want to adjudicate it or hear your side of the story in the courtroom. And so oftentimes, if they determine that they could get may be able to compel them more, or even just for the same reason why you wanted to be in that room versus remotely. Sometimes the judges may not give an answer, and it could be because it was not enough notice, but even then, they may just decide, non-answer, I want the docket to stand as it is, whether that's denying a continuance or whatever. So, again, I apologize for those aggravations. I don't want you to feel as though your situation was neglected.
No, I think the mirror that I showed upstairs to John frightened him so bad, he wanted to shatter the mirror with a hammer, but he didn't have a hammer, so he just dismissed the case there. Again, this matter today, we can't do any more, Anita and Beverly. Any final questions for Alex before we wrap up?
No, I just, again, I appreciate the conversation.
Yes,
certainly.
I acknowledge that you had substantial conversation with us.
No, please. And
so, yeah.
If we could correspond in the future, if there's answers I could provide, you know, of course, I'm limited where I can, but if there's questions I can answer or any way we can service you in the future, please reach out.
You seem like a Northeast Ohio guy.
You know it. I'm from Brexville. I live in Independence.
Oh, there
how
you
about
go.
You guys?
I'm a Nordonia guy.
Okay.
And, at Brexville and school in Akron. But we have some visitors from the South here.
Is that what I said? I'm from Miamisburg.
Okay, that was it.
She's around Centerville. I'm from Clamath County. Clamath County borders the river. Oh, I'm almost to the river, yeah.
So, literally.
And you came
it
up today?
All day.
Yeah, this is so
no, yesterday. Yeah. It took all day yesterday to get here because traffic and stuff.
Why?
It's
again.
Long anyway. I mean, Ohio's kind of far north and south.
We definitely underplay
I
how
went
far
from the river to the lake. Yeah.
Well, that was quite a trek, so I
yeah.
appreciate
it. Oh, he's a special
that's
dude.
That's right.
We
that's
like
right.
us,
oh, he's
and
he's
we wanted to, and yeah. clearly we wanted to come here and communicate, so we did communicate.
Yeah, and
no problem.
Thank
so,
you for your time.
Please,
so
please,
we'll
certainly.
So we'll just mosey on, right, Ross?
We're all set here again. A warm building.
Thank you very much.
Please. Nice to meet you,
yes,
Alex.
Yes.
Okay.
And please drive safe.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Off we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh,
Anita is going to find
where
some place.
Oh well.
Let's get
with Christina here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to call in the
building?
She's
probably right by the vehicle probably left her here.
Okay.
So. Technically I'm on the clock and this is my long lunch, but, so.